With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. In Julian Barnes' novel, Talking It Over, one of the characters is a young man named Oliver who persists in using the word crepuscular.
Oliver is one of the three central characters in my novel, and he's the one who is most gifted with words. You could say he's over-gifted because he uses words as a sort of protective screen, as a sort of flashing cape that he waves in the reader's face.
Oliver falls in love, decides to change his life and start from scratch.
He's going to stop smoking, he's going to clean up his act, and he says, I'm going to stop using the word crepuscular.
60 pages later, Oliver uses crepuscular again, and again 20 pages later.
Only this time he says, yes, oh, and by the way, yes, I do know I've used the word crepuscular again, but I'm going to go on, so there.
An indication that Oliver's not going to change his ways. Julian Barnes' Talking It Over is the story of Oliver's obsession with the wife of his best friend and how he wins her away with devastating results.
This is a book in which the characters talk at you, the reader, all the way through, and they give you different versions of what's happening. And you're, as a reader, meant to have a sort of active role in the book in making decisions about whose side you're on, who's telling the truth.
Talking It Over is a complex, funny, and sad novel that will appeal to the fans of Julian Barnes. He's the author of the critically praised 1984 novel Flaubert's Parrot, which has been translated into 24 languages. Talking It Over was published by Knopf. By the way, you're probably wondering what the word crepuscular means. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Julian Barnes is the author of six novels, including Flaubert's Parrot and his most recent, Talking It Over. But Barnes also writes mysteries under the pen name Dan Cavanaugh.
My communications with Dan are a bit sort of erratic. He's not public figure, he doesn't give interviews at all. So I think last I talked to him, he said he was thinking of writing a couple more, but he's lazier than I am.
The hero of Barnes' mysteries is a bisexual detective named Duffy.
The first one is set in the sort of sex industry in Soho in London. And as it's sort of full of moral and legal ambiguity, I thought that it would be quite a useful trick to have a hero with a sexual ambiguity.
Three of the four Duffy mysteries were published in America.
The one that wasn't published was all about English soccer. So I guess they thought it wouldn't travel.
Julian Barnes' early literary novels were highly praised but sold poorly until the surprise success of Flaubert's Parrot in 1984.
The best way of writing a successful book is to write what you have to, what you most passionately want to, rather than what you expect will produce success.
Barnes says most of his readers learn about his books by word of mouth.
They very rarely say, oh, I read a review in the papers and decided to buy it. What they tend to say, my friend Janie gave me this book and insisted that I read it.
Julian Barnes' insightful story of a troubled love triangle is Talking It Over, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Not long out of Oxford, Julian Barnes was hired to work on an update of the Oxford English Dictionary.
I can only see evidence of my presence there in, I think, the letters C to G.
When Barnes was assigned to research, say, an ice hockey term, it was off to the library stacks.
And you would find lined up all the books on ice hockey published in England from the beginning to modern times, and you would work your way back through these looking for the point at which this term occurred.
Barnes later studied for the law but switched to freelance journalism and became a restaurant critic for a newspaper.
The deal was that I had three meals a month for two people, and I thought this was jolly good, and you got a small fee, but mainly it was your expenses.
It was a nice assignment until Barnes was ordered to investigate prep school cafeterias. Barnes published his first novel, Metroland, in 1980. His sixth and most recent book, Talking It Over, is the story of a love triangle involving three young English people. Talking It Over is proof of Barnes' interest in words and character over plot and action.
It seems to be odd to be a writer and not to be fascinated by language, by the positioning of every word. It's like being a painter and not wanting to use a brush, but wanting to use a sort of spray can.
Knopf published Talking It Over, and Barnes is also the author of The Letter from London column, which appears irregularly in The New Yorker. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.